Faces, it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Hi everybody, welcome to Family Feud. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. Tonight, two families are once again battling it out for $10,000. And just by answering some simple questions, they could be taking that money home. And let's meet them right now. First up, would you please welcome back our carryover champs, who are back for their fifth night and playing for that fantastic Mitsubishi Outlander from New South Wales. It's the Toomey family. Can you tell I'm a little excited, Paul?
Yes, I can, Grant.
It's car night for you and the family tonight.
Yes, it is.
If you win, you drive home in a brand new car. Remind Australia who's on board this team.
Look, my beautiful wife, Fran.
Hello.
My lovely daughter, Jade. And my fantastic sister-in-law, Bernadette, also known as Bear.
On your Bear, great to have you guys back and ready to take them on tonight from New South Wales. Let's hear it for the Carney family!
Hello, Grant.
This is good.
Very good.
I'm excited.
Me too.
You're excited.
Absolutely.
Who are these excited chaps on your right?
My brother Luke, another brother Jake, and my father Warren.
Let's kick off a week, shall we? And have some fun! Tim Gattons, let's play the feud! We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name a type of chocolate you'd get in a box of chocolate. Daniel?
Turkish Delight.
Turkish Delight. Can you beat it, Paul?
A caramello.
Ooh, let's have a look. Well done, sir. Nice start. Half a play. You gonna play?
Sure.
You just saying pass then, Fran?
I was, yes.
And the captain here went, I'm going to play.
Yes.
Are you ready to do it?
We are just a tad excited and a lot nervous.
Look, no matter what happens tonight, at least you know you've already taken home some money. You've won over $20,000 so far, so that's brilliant. Let's get into it, though. Name a type of chocolate you'd get in a box of chocolates.
Dairy milk.
Dairy milk.
Yes.
Beautiful. It's just a plain one with no filling, isn't it?
Yes.
Yummo. Jade?
I'm thinking probably of my favourite type, a mint.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
Because you have the chocolate and then it has a nice lingering aftertaste like you've kind of brushed your teeth.
Exactly.
Is that not like the best invention ever? Hello?
Yeah, exactly.
Give us a look.
Yes.
Hey there.
Hi.
Name the type of chocolate that you'd get in a box of chocolates.
Hazelnut.
Hazelnut's not bad. What do you do, Paul?
I'm a school principal.
Ah, so you kind of, you run the school, hence why
supposedly.
You're the captain here.
Perhaps,
so it's a very natural position for you to be in as esteemed leader.
Okay, yes, all right.
Name a type of chocolate you'd get in a box of chocolates, Paul.
Cherry ripe.
Show me. Picture the best way to start your fifth night on the show playing for the car. It's to take a clean sweep in the opening game. Not far from that now, Fran.
Strawberry.
Strawberry!
Yes, it's a strawberry. Oh!
Which, I don't know about you, I don't know whether I like to mix my fruit and my chocolates. I don't know whether that's all right. Like raisins.
No.
Who puts raisins in chocolate?
I haven't tried one for that reason.
No.
No.
Don't.
No.
Don't do it.
Okay.
Name a type of chocolate you get in a box of chocolates, Chad.
I'm thinking dark chocolate.
Yeah. And it's there! That game you snuck up on us and then belted it out of the park. It takes the Toomeys to a nice strong start of 88 and couldn't be a better start on their fifth night playing for the car. Because you know what? Win tonight, they'll be driving home a brand new Mitsubishi Outlander. Now, let's just take a look at this thing, shall we? Now, the Outlander at seats 5, with features including Mitsubishi's multi-communication system, dusk-sensing headlamps. Are you listening, Toomeys? It's got CVT auto with paddle shift. Don't even know what it is, but it sounds awesome. Righto, next question for everybody playing along at home. I want the top answer to this one. Name something you might say to a cockatoo. Let's compare answers when we all come back right here on Family Feud. We'll see you in a sec. where two families are competing for the chance to win $10,000. Well, the Carney family are shooting for $10,000, and tonight the Toomeys are going for a brand new car if they win. Now, before the break, I asked, name something you might say to a cockatoo, and the top answer was... That's a, more of a crow. Magpie-ish. Magpie crow. A crow pie. Fran, Luke, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name an excuse you might give to get off the phone. Fran.
Cooking dinner.
Oh, I'm currently cooking dinner. Mm. Ooh. How about you, Luke?
Put the kids to bed.
Yeah, they've got to go to bed, can't talk. No. Pass or play, Fran?
Pass. Pass.
They're going to pass, you've got to play. How are you, mate? It's good to see you.
Thanks, Grant.
It's great to have you with us. Ready to play?
I am.
Name an excuse you might give to get off the phone, Jake.
Get back to work.
Got to get back to work.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Name an excuse you might give to get off the phone.
Another call coming in.
Ah, that's not too bad. Good job, Warren. Good job. Name an excuse you might give to get off the phone.
Somebody's at the door.
That's not too bad. Let's take a look. You got serious game face too, Daniel.
Don't expect anything else. That's it. Done.
Just hand me the money, I'm gone. Hey, Luke.
Hey.
What about you, mate?
I need to go to the toilet.
Good job. Name an excuse you might give to get off the phone.
Well, not now, but when I was younger, when I was a teenager and I had credit, whenever the credit was running low, you would want to get off the phone pretty quickly.
That's so good.
Running
That's
low
good.
On credit.
Oh, that's two strikes. The Toomeys could steal it from you, Warren.
I believe if you were on the home phone and you had to leave for an appointment and say you needed to hang up.
You got to go. Got an appointment on. Let's see if that's on the board. Yeah. Good one, Warren. Three to go.
Flat battery.
Flat battery?
Flat battery. Battery's going flat. Got to go. Sorry.
The
see you later.
Perennial problem for iPhone owners. It's over to the Toomeys on their fifth night playing for the car. Bam! What would you say?
Dinner's burning.
Dinner's burning. My place is burning down. Jade.
An emergency of some description.
Nice.
A bit broad.
No, good. I like your style of play though. Fran.
The kids are needing me right now.
This second.
This second.
Can't argue with that.
No.
Paul, wonderful options.
They are. Three
this
good options.
Big, important night of yours tonight. Which way are you going to go, mate?
Three good options. I'm going to go with Jade, an emergency of some description.
Because it's nice,
generic,
it's broad,
emergency.
Covers a few scenarios,
it does.
And it might just get you guys the steal. Oh, another love it! That's one apiece. The Carney family jumped to 70 remaining answers. Eight.
Bad signal.
Food
ready.
Dinner's ready.
So Bear kind of had that answer there, didn't you? It's 88 to 70 right now. Double points time. Jade, Jake, let's play the feud. We surveyed 100 people and the top 6 answers are on the board. Name something you might see on the menu of a London pub. Jake?
Beer.
Beer would be. Jade.
I'm thinking a pie of some description.
Let's see. Perhaps. Ooh, it's close. You got it, Jake. Pass or play?
Play.
Name something you might see on a menu of a London pub.
Bangers and mash.
Ah, not bad. Let's see the board. Warren is playing like a machine.
He's doing very well. He's doing very well.
Name something you might see on a menu of a London pub, Daniel.
I'm going to go with a roast.
Roast is not bad. Roast. Let's see if it's on the board. Good. You're currently trailing, Luke. You've got 2 left on the board for a clean sweep by the Carney family. Not too bad a position to be in.
I'd choose the steak and chips.
Steak and chips. Yeah. Old favourite. Let's give us a look.
first strike.
Jake?
I'm going to go along the same lines of beer and just say wine.
Wine could be on
like
the
a
menu.
Wine list.
Two strikes down. The Toomies, who are playing for the car, could steal here. Warren,
name Gravy. Some...
Gravy. They're laughing, Warren. They're laughing. But not because it's a bad answer. I like it. Let's see if it's there. No. Turns out they were laughing for a reason. Bear, what would you say?
Fish and chips.
Fish and chips.
I'm going to second that and say fish and chips.
Okay,
as well.
You're backing it up, Fran.
I'm going stout.
You're going?
A stout, a type of beer.
Oh, cool. Mm. Paul?
Fish and chips.
Fish on chips in your best English accent. Hi. Hurry, hurry, hurry. All my accents turn into pirates.
Yes.
Let's see it on the board. Look at the Toomies, 228 right now on the night that they play for the car. Over here, though, it's 70 by the Carnies. We got ourselves a bare-knuckle fight tonight on Family Feud. And if you're playing along at home right now, then you're going to love 10 Play, where you can play along at any hour of the day. You can also watch the highlights and the naughty bits that sometimes do not make it into the show. Head to 10 Play and look up Family Feud. All the details are there. Triple point time when we all come back. Don't go anywhere. Scores, the Carney family on 70, playing really well, but just not quite as well as the Toomey families on their fifth night in which that they could win the car. If their score gets to 300, the car is theirs. If the Carneys get to 300, they'll be playing for $10,000. We're playing for triple points right now. Give me Bear, give me Warren, let's play. Oh, it's exciting. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name a game or sport where the players are not standing. Bear.
Swimming.
Swimming? Whoa! Pass. Pass. You guys are going to play one?
Good one, Bear.
It's a big night. I know that you don't care that they're playing for the car tonight because, you know, they've won over $20,000 already. It's kind of... I'm sure you're quite keen to take home $10,000.
Would be nice.
Name a game or sport where the players are not standing.
Rifle shooting.
Rifle shooting. Mm. Let's see if it's there. No, tough luck. Sorry, Daniel. Luke.
Equestrian.
This is not bad. This is not bad because they're sitting on a horse. Ooh, too early strikes down. The Toomies could steal. Jake, stop them.
Your favourite sport, Grant?
Yep.
Race car driving.
Oh, be still my beating heart. I love that. I knew I liked you. Yes. Warren?
Something I participated in when I was a teenager.
Yep.
Cycling.
Cycling? Delivers again. Oh, this is tense.
It's tense for a very good reason. It's a very good question.
Am I detecting the slight hint of you being stumped right now?
Possibly. Mm. Possibly stumped.
Name a game or sport where the players, i.e. the people who are participating in the sport...
Yes, yes.
..are not standing, i.e. on legs.
Mm. I understand the criteria. It's fitting an answer to match the criteria that I appear to be struggling with at this stage.
If per se I did ask the aforementioned question in a competition on a scenario like this under lights for money, what would thy answer be?
Sitting darts.
Sitting darts! Third strikes! Wow, what a pivotal moment in this competition and your lives, Toomey.
Bear.
Rowing.
Rowing. Jade.
I think rowing's pretty strong.
Rowing's pretty good, says Jade. Fran.
Rowing.
Rowing is a conclusive...
We're all rowing.
..answer here.
Well, Grant, you're not going to believe this.
Yes, Paul.
But I'm going to say rowing.
You're
going to
say rowing. He's saying it with determination, rowing. Positively. Your voice is quivering a little low because
rowing.
I feel that you can sense...
Rowing!
..the importance of winning a car right now is rowing on the board for the car! Yeah!
I feel bad. Are you OK, Daniel?
I am OK.
Beautiful.
Thank
Luke,
you.
Great to have you guys. You really gave it a red-hot crack, and we all had a lot of fun having you there. The Carney family, and they're not heading home empty-handed. They're taking a $1,000 gift card to share between them all, courtesy of Proud's The Jewellers, where you all look beautiful in bling. So put your hands together for the Carney family. Good on you, mate. Good try. Toomey's, you got a car. Let's add some cash.
Oh. Oh, you've already won $20,000 in fast money. You can take that to 30 and a car now. Can you believe what just happened?
Not at all. No.
Can you believe what just happened?
No, of course not.
Isn't it awesome?
It's fantastic.
Our favourite bit of the show. You're back to our soundproof booth. We're going to add to your tally of some cash if we can just close the deal one more time on this wonderful Monday on Family Feud. Don't go anywhere. Fast money's next.
Can you believe it?
I can't. No.
I don't even believe my vocal cords. I was that excited. Your eardrums are now hurting, but you have a car. Let's make some more cash. It's fast money time. Let's see if the Toomey family can now close out and take their tally to over $30,000 by winning 10 right now. If you and Paul get 200 points or more between you, you'll do just that. Paul is now in our soundproof booth and can't hear your answers. But he's driving anyway. He's driving that car home as we speak. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. It's going to give you 20 seconds to answer, OK? If you pass, we'll come back if there's time. And the clock starts at the end of the first question. You set?
I'm set.
20 seconds on the clock, please. Best of luck.
Thanks.
Name something used more by women than men.
Makeup.
Name something you might see a fisherman holding.
A fishing rod.
Name a type of apple.
Pink lady.
Name something you associate with insects.
Legs.
Name something you eat with a spoon.
Ice cream.
Fantastic job. You are so cool under pressure. Let's go. Good to go?
Good to go.
OK. Name something used more by women than men, you said. Makeup. Survey says. Fantastic. What about something you might see a fisherman holding, you said? Fishing rod. Survey says.
OK.
I mean this in the nicest way, but you are a freak at this game. Name a type of apple, you said. Pink lady, survey says... Brilliant. Close to the 100 mark, still with 2 to go. Name something you associate with insects.
I don't know about this answer.
You said... Legs.
Survey says...
Name something you eat with a spoon. You said... Ice cream you eat with a spoon. The survey says... You're so proud of her. You
I
should
am.
Be. You only need 84 points to get $10,000.
Well done.
She's done a brilliant job for you. I'm going to ask you the same 5 questions. You're the second player, so I'll give you an extra 5 seconds, OK? Now, if you pass on a question, we'll come back if there's time.
Yeah.
And if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound, and I'll ask you to try again. Can we remind everybody of Jade's answers? And 25 seconds on the clock too, please. The time starts from the end of the first question. Good luck, Paul.
Thank you.
Name something used more by women than men.
Makeup.
Try again.
Pass.
Name something you might see a fisherman holding.
Rod.
Try again.
Fisherman's bag.
Name a type of apple.
Granny Smith.
Name something you associate with insects.
Insect repellent.
Name something you eat with a spoon.
Soup.
Name something used more by women than men.
Handbag.
OK, good job. How you feeling?
Not too bad.
Name something used more by women than men. You said handbag. Are you sure? Survey says. Now, makeup was the top answer. Jade had that. Need 84 for $10,000. Name something you might see a fisherman holding. You said fishing bag. The survey says. Fishing rod was also Jade's answer. Yes. That was the top answer. Name a type of apple. You said Granny Smith. Do you feel better about that one?
Yes. Yeah, so I'm hoping I get off the nudie run.
Yeah. What if they're all zeros?
Yeah, all zeros in nudie run, don't
you? Gee, I hope you get
so
off that.
So do I.
Survey says. Ooh. Yeah! Wow!
Daddy?
Zero, zero, then the top answer.
There, right.
Really well
Never
done.
In doubt.
29 now for $10,000. Name something you associate with insects. You said repellent.
Yes.
Survey says. Oh. Top answer was bite. Now, there's possibly someone missing from this team of yours right now, and it possibly is the 15-year-old girl who nominated the family,
yes.
But sadly is a bit too young to play. So, Eloise, come on over. Come up here and join your dad. As we reveal the last one together, because it has been amazing and it's all you're doing. And you didn't tell them you nominated them, did you?
No.
So this was like a big surprise to them.
Yes.
And now you owe her.
Yes.
We got one more to go. Are you feeling confident about this last one?
Not really.
To be honest, Grant, no. Don't think Dad did that well.
No.
Name something you eat with a spoon. Paul's answer and his final answer of the Toomey family's time in this show was soup.
Yes.
We need 24 or more, and you get another $10,000, which will take your total to $32,490 if it's successful, if we can see 24 or more on top of the car that you have just won. You ready to do it?
Yes.
How about you give it a big survey says, the biggest survey says that you can muster.
Survey says.
And you know what? That was the top answer. How good was that? Oh, man. $32,490 from their time of just 5 nights on this little show of ours and a brand new Mitsubishi Outlander. Don't it feel good? Stick around. The project's coming up now on 10 and join us again tomorrow night when we've got two brand new families ready to play a Family Feud. I'm Grant Denyer. Good night, Australia. Hope you had fun.